Hello, ding dong,
meh.
Welcome to episode 42 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box
and Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can at us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news, anything scandalous, ridiculous, amazing that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Yeah, so this is actually a request from someone. They said, hey y'all, love the pod, can you please talk about the J-Park saga? And I just had to do a big sigh, because I was telling Shay before we started recording, I was so close to not touching this because I just had enough. This is quite funny, because I don't know if you remember, Shay, last week when someone sent in an unpopular opinion about calling idols gods and kings, you used Jay Park as a hypothetical about him using a lyric or something that had let the god or king status go to his head. And look, here we are, full circle.
Oh, God.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, because I'm actually, as I said, I'm actually sick of it. And if you are, you know, about on K-pop social media, then you would have seen the array of think pieces on the subject. But for those who are confused, here is a short, is it short? Let's see. We'll see if it's short. Here is a version of the whole J-Park problem. So last week, a music video was released from HYBE Music for the MV to the DNA remix, and it received a lot of backlash due to cultural appropriation.
Yay!
The song is meant to be about being proud of being Korean, but to me and many of my homegirls, it seemed like a lovely cosplay of what it meant to be quote-unquote black, to be honest. Mm. I saw many braids and array of afros and a lot of gang signs in all across the video. I was like, child. Anyway, so. So after its release, there was a lot of comments and videos and said think pieces about the video. And many people say, you know, if you're proud to be Korean, what's all of this? There was nothing Korean about it, except for that you was rapping in Korean and maybe the lyrics were okay. But the whole aesthetic of the video, someone said, which I'm like, oh my gosh, yes it does, it was giving off the vibe of, I don't know if you've seen this video, when Aaliyah died, right? And they had the whole video of I Miss You, and there's a scene with DMX and he has like his like posse behind him and he's like saying how much he misses Aaliyah. It was given that kind of vibe.
Beautiful.
So yeah, so after the comments, videos, fig pieces, Jay Park then decides to write an essay under the comment YouTube comment section. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I read all of it, because I did not, because he lost me after the first or second sentence when he said something along the lines of rap coming from the black and Latino community. Why are we bringing Latinos into this? Like, what did they do? They never did nothing. This is not about the Latino people. Like, it's about you offending black people. But anyway, his whole spiel, in summary, was he speaks about loving hip-hop, not meaning to offend the black community. But then in the same breath, he says he doesn't see an issue with Asian artists wearing black hairstyles. He then says, and I quote, if y'all can fangirl over young Korean dudes with dyed hair, I don't see why we can't fanboy over rappers with face tats and dreads. Everybody is into what they're into. So let's just love one another and be kind, whether it's on the internet or in person. But sir, we're not going around pretending that we're Korean, and we're not going around, dyed hair is not associated with Korean culture. Let's start there.
What? Okay?
And secondly, I'm not going around saying I'm a Korean boy or a Korean girl. So it's not the same, but
it really isn't the same. And that's a very strange comparison to make. And everyone says this, but as someone who grew up in America, you would have been surrounded by a lot of diversity and you would know what is and isn't okay.
Exactly. And
even though I find it really ironic that everyone's like, oh no, it's Korea, they might not know. They have some of the fastest internet in the world. So if they wanted to know, they could find out. Mm-hmm. And him having so much power and maybe being people's, especially maybe East Asian people, Korean people's first touch point and first interaction with quote unquote hip hop, you would want to make sure that you're presenting that in a really respectful way, because now you've just given a ton of other people permission to do what you've done, knowing that it's wrong. Because yeah. I know that some of y'all did not come out the womb with 4C hair.
None.
God did not make that. No.
Anyway, he also revealed in his essay that his PR told him not to post the video, but he and the other artists involved still posted it because they didn't want to hide the Korean hip-hop culture. Anyway, to end this, the video is now being put on private.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say shout out to Julie, that's his PR person, because she knew and she tried. And she even tweeted on Twitter that, you know, she tried and people were sending her praises or whatever. There are a few people. She did nearly get in a mini scandal herself because I think the Twitter account that she's now taken over used to belong to her ex that used to be black. So if you do go and search old tweets, there's like some language that, should you be using that? But it was confirmed that she wasn't lying. It was an old account that she took over that some people are side-eyeing about. But that's here or there. But you see how Jay nearly got her cancelled? Like, sir.
You know, a funny thing, I didn't see any of the music video until after it was taken down. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I must have watched like some re-upload where someone put like Vietnamese.
Yeah, I've only seen clips. I've never seen.
I didn't watch it. But after I watched it, I don't know. It's just really peculiar to watch because I don't know what they think they were doing.
They weren't doing anything. And the thing is, okay, the whole song's about you being proud of being Korean. No one's saying you can't use a hip-hop beat or rap, yeah? But there's so many other ways aesthetically you could have done it. Like, do you remember that song? It was like it wasn't like a proper song. It was like a joke song where it was like, with the Knowing Bros with
BB was in it.
Yeah, they could have went with that vibe. That's very showing, exactly. Very proud of your culture. Even didn't Little Cherry have a song?
Yeah, I've where seen she's clips like, of it.
I don't know what she's saying, this girl. But anyway,
do we ever?
But even that video was very aesthetically Korean. Like, there's other things like even incorporating traditional Korean instruments into the beat.
Something exactly.
Like it wasn't giving me I'm Korean, I'm proud. It was giving me I'm dressing up as what I think a black person is, like. But that's what I was saying on that. If you want more details, if you want to read his whole essay, it's probably still found somewhere. You probably could find it on Twitter, but Jay, just shut up, stop. just shut up, like, please don't. To be honest, don't make any music anymore. Don't make no music. Just do the CEO thing, because the thing is, when you get dragged, you're not just solely accountable for yourself. You drag everyone down with you, and it's really unfair.
Exactly.
For everyone else. So do what you said that you was going to do months ago, where you're going to put the microphone down and just focus on the CEO thing. Just do that. And you say you love black people and you say you love black culture, but then you're ignorant to certain things when people are like, Jade, that doesn't sit right with us. And we black. So we know we live in the skin. You may think you know what we go through, but you will never know because you're not in our skin.
It's so odd to be having this conversation with someone that grew up in a very multicultural environment. Like, not I would understand it more, but I would understand if we were talking about someone who was only secluded to their own culture and never had any contact. But being someone that came from a multicultural environment and having the responsibility that you have in terms of having artists under you that are going to use you as an example, but also a really young audience in Korea that's quite impressionable as well, that's going to have a certain impression of what it means to be quote unquote black, or what black people behave like. So I think it's really problematic.
Exactly. And the thing is, with these artists that are looking up to you, you're setting them up to fail. Because if you're like, oh, he's American, man, like he knows, like I can rock the safari, like he don't have an issue with it, you're basically setting them up to fail. But that's it. Go, child J-Park. Anyway, moving on to more positive news. Oh, child, that took it out of me. Okay. Park Seo-joon may be joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Are we ready to share him? No. But are we going to? Yes. So on the 15th of June, industry representatives reported that the actor will be starring in The Marvels, which is meant to be the sequel to Captain Marvel. According to reports, he will head to the US for filming in the second half of this year after completing filming for Concrete Utopia, which he is currently working on. Regarding to the report, Park Seo-joon's agency, Awesome Entertainment, responded with no comment. So it's not even really confirmed yet. If confirmed, Park Seo-joon will be the second Korean actor to star in a Marvel movie, following Ma Dong-suk in Eternals. The Marvels is scheduled to be released on the 11th of November 2022 in the States. So yeah,
I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, I'm not ready. Like, if anyone knows me in real life, I love Marvel and I love him, so I'm not ready.
You better get ready, girl. Hopefully it's probably true, but you know they can't say anything
because exactly.
No comment. Yeah, that's a good look. Get your money. Get your coins, boy. Yes. Get your coins.
I kid you not, every time I see that man in my head, I just hear cha-ching. Because he's on every ad, every show. He's doing the do's, okay? He's setting up his future generations. They're going to be eating good, okay?
They will be. You saying eating good made me hungry for some reason. Anyway. And last but not least, I love IU. IU's on my mind. Wow, not IU. IZONE, sorry.
Okay.
IZONE to reform. So on the 19th of June, it was reported that IZONE is currently in talks to reunite. Yes, they have just disbanded, which is okay. With the majority of the members' agency leaning towards the project group getting back together. However, CGENM, which is Mnet's parent company, clarified that same day that while discussions about IZONE's future are ongoing, nothing has been decided yet. A spokesperson said, regarding IZONE getting back together, we are currently in discussions with the members' agency and leaving open a wide variety of possibilities. Nothing has been decided. CGENM also formally addressed IZONE fans' recent crowdfunding efforts to raise funds for a potential reunion. While the company expressed gratitude for the fans' support, they made clear that even if IZONE did get back together, they would not be using the funds raised by fans to finance any future releases by the group. IZONE was formed in 2018 as a temporary group on the Mnet show Produce 48, and they made their official debut in October of that year. After promoting together for 2.5 years, the group officially disbanded in April this year. So obviously certain fans are excited. There are certain people that are saying, is it really fair for them to come back? It's a bit unfair to the other produce groups since they didn't get a chance to be an actual group, especially X1. But then there's others that also brought up that the ones that who decided X1 should disband were the members and their companies. And the same goes for IOI and 101. So if the members themselves didn't want to continue, how is it unfair? I get with the X1 thing because I guess when they were meant to debut, the whole scandal with Produce 101/48 came up about that. And then with the IOI and 101 thing, like, I just feel like because it is a project, they knew it was coming to an end. I don't know. Yeah, so there's that. People are happy, but people are unhappy at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
What are your thoughts and feelings?
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't follow iZone very closely, so I guess I'm not as attached to the situation. I get how fans can feel, because I wasn't even like a 101 fan, but I did follow them more closely because I watched that season of the show, and it is quite sad when it all comes to an end, so I can see where those fans are coming from, but I can also see why other fans might be upset. So I think, like, if they maybe do an occasional project together, like come together for a song or make an appearance together, but maybe not the whole re-embandment. Is that a word? I don't know.
Re-embandment. I think with iZone as well, and I could be wrong because, again, same with you, I don't follow them closely. Mm. But I feel like with IOI and 101, they really had some standout members. Yeah. And I think they're... For example, you had like Kang Daniel or you had Sonmi at the time. And I feel like their companies really wanted to capitalize off of that. Hence why maybe the chance of them sticking as a unit wasn't in their forefront. Whereas I feel like iZone is more of a, and again, I could be wrong, I see them more as a unit. Okay. So it would make more sense for those companies, instead of taking members and creating a new group that no one may not care about. Because even like, for example, with IOI, and you had certain members, you know, start a new group, they could have seen that and see that it didn't really bang or pop how they wanted, how they expected, compared to the success that they had in IOI. So that's my take on it. I don't know if that made any sense.
Yeah, no, I think I get what you mean. Yeah, once again, like, I don't know a ton about iZone, but there isn't like one member that I recognize all the time. Like, I sort of recognize them as a unit when I do see them. So yeah, I can get why they might want to bring them back together. But I guess it's just feeling it out, seeing what the fandom will be okay with and stuff. So fingers crossed for them anyway. Hopefully they're all happy with whatever happens.
So yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That was... Hot Topics. If you guys want us to talk about any stories in particular, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can hit us up on socials at HowYouAtYou. So moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot tea, and now games. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. And Shay, take it away.
Thank you. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is, even though some fans are crazy, can we please normalize opposite gender friendships in K-pop already?
I agree.
Yes.
Agree, I do.
It's normal, and I feel as though in maybe... I can understand why sometimes companies will try and hide it or keep fans separate, because there are some extreme fans and fan groups that feel as though they own idols and like they don't want them to be with anyone else or interact with other people. But I feel as though that feels a really unhealthy what's the word? I don't know, it can fuel unhealthy like mindsets and fuel mental issues and stuff, because that's not normal.
Yeah, and I think a way that it could be done as well, I kind of miss, I feel like SM does it kind of ish, but there's not like, I feel like groups don't interact with other groups that are under their same label.
Yeah, even that I find so weird sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like that should happen. And then they could slowly test the waters. I'm guessing they probably are friends, genuine friends in the K-pop industry, but they just hide it because of, you know, they don't want to be seen as they're dating or whatever. Exactly. But I feel like when they do like either I miss like those variety. Do you remember that variety show called Lionheart? I think it was called.
I know what you're talking about.
Very old show, and they would have like groups from different companies and all sitting together, all laughing at each other's stories or whatever. Just having that interaction was really nice to see.
And I don't know, it was just normal because like it's nothing crazy. Like we see glimpses of it here and there, like sometimes like Lisa and Ten, I think a little while ago they done like a little dance cover together and stuff. But if we just normalize interactions, because I think it's worse when people try and hide things and then their fans find out that they're friends or that they've been hanging out, and then it turns into a big thing.
I agree. And then I think with that, in a way, bring back, if they have start doing award shows like how they used to back in the day, where everyone's in the same building, like genuine reactions and stuff, and people not scared to say hi and dance to music and stuff. So
we agree. Our next unpopular opinion is when Western artists can do and say whatever they want, and idols have an image to maintain, an idol's image can be shattered, whereas a Western artist's image won't be. That's worded really weird.
Wait.
I think this person's saying that, like, K-pop idols
you read it wrong. Wait.
They said,
says Western artists can say slash do whatever they want, basically. Yep. Idols have an image to maintain. Imagine if idols shaded other groups, how Western artists did.
I can't read that. Yes. I can't read.
That would actually crack me up if
that
idols,
would be funny.
Can you imagine? Oh, what did you think of so and so? Their hair was nice.
You know, I wish that there was like, I don't know if it'd be a podcast or whatever, but just like the like K-pop shade room, and it would be like who would be there? Like Doyoung from NCT. What's his name? There's a few shady girls, and I can point them out. I'd love it. It'd be amazing.
That's funny. The thing is, yeah, Western artists do have an image that they have to maintain. It's just that it's just packaged differently. Whereas I feel like the Korean side of things is packaged in a nice little bowl, in a nice pretty box. But it's basically the same thing. It's just that they're playing different roles.
I think it's also dependent on what maybe genre the artist is in, because there are some artists that might have like very, even in the West, that have like very young audiences, and they have like a very clean image, and they wouldn't be caught doing anything crazy. Like, I don't know, just off the top of my head, an example is the JoJo girl. I thought she was like 14 forever. The girl's like 19 or 18 now, but she has like a certain image to maintain. So you probably wouldn't catch her shading someone. Whereas in Korea, you have people maybe like Jessie, not that she walks around shading people, but she has more freedom in terms of maybe the way she expresses herself or interacts with people. So I think it's dependent on what line of, not line of work, but what audience they have in a way, I guess.
We have to compare like K-pop idols to pop stars instead of like the R&B hip-hop stars. If you think about Western pop stars don't really go around shading each other. It's like a rarity.
True, yeah.
It's usually like, you know, hip-hop artists or R&B artists that would maybe. So, but yeah, it still be funny though.
Okay, and then our very last unpopular opinion is Jay Park is actually so embarrassing. Like, how can some of y'all still stan him?
As if we refer to point A, he's just, listen, I'm going to be honest, Jay. I've stopped listening to Jay Park a long time ago. I had to unfollow him on things because, like, just some of the things that come out of his mouth is just like, sir, why? I respect his hustle. I respect his business mind. I feel like, as I said before, it's time to unplug the mic, drop the mic, and just do big boy business things behind the scenes.
Girl, he's a mature man. He should start a family somewhere. just start
no,
a family.
No, don't start a family. He's got growing to do before he starts teaching kids the wrong things, because he's already teaching kids that he's under his label that walking around with braids and fake afros is fine. So
you know what? In his defense, Sick K actually turned out okay. He only flashed his pubes once, okay? So, in his defense.
But that's one child out of how many?
A lot.
I said what I said.
Yes. Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, and we also have a dilemma for today. So, Shanice.
K-pop dilemma. Yeah. Okay. This is the first time I've seen this, so let's see. Okay. So, I have been dating my boyfriend. He's Korean. For a little while now, about 3 months. And I've realized that he really hates... Sorry, listeners. I've realized that he really hates K-pop fans. He occasionally talks about how cringy they are and how some just want a Korean oppa and how embarrassed he'd be if I was like a K-pop... If I was like K-pop fans. Well... I actually really like K-pop and I have been into it for about 10 years now, but I don't think he's ever realized that I am a stan. Should I tell him? And if you think I should, how should I go about telling him? Thanks, girlies. Love the pod, by the way. I'm speechless.
I think she's going to have to tell him.
You have to tell him because you hiding it seems very suspicious.
Exactly. And the longer you leave it, because it's only been 3 months, I guess.
Yeah.
The longer you leave it, the worse it will be.
Yeah. How I would do it is, I don't know if you guys live together or what the situation may be, but I doubt you live together. It's been 3 months. What am I talking about? Well, maybe you do. Maybe that's your vibe. I don't know. I would just, if there's like a song you like, if you drive or if you're in a car or whatever, or I would play a song, see how he reacts. Don't like make it a thing. Just put a song in the background, whatever. He was like, wait, is this K-pop? Yeah, this is a bop. I like this song.
Just a safety warning. Make sure that song is not BTS because you might get left on the side of the motorway. Just saying.
But then, on the flip side, that might be an easy transition because BTS have crossover. Do you get what I mean?
I guess.
Either way, I feel like it doesn't matter what the song is. I feel like either way, he's going to be triggered the way that... I feel like you just have to play music. And if he's like... He may not notice it at first, yeah. But then he'll be like, I've noticed that all the songs you play are like K-pop songs. Like, what's that about? And just be like, yeah, I like K-pop. And have a conversation about it. Because at the end of the day, like, K-pop has this stigma because of, like, the minority. And it's not just girls going around wanting a Korean man or wanting to be Korean or whatever. Mm-hmm. They just enjoy the music. And that's what it is. You know, if you compare it to... Well, like, what is something that he likes? Like, I feel like whatever thing that someone likes, there's always that crazy percentage, whether that's anime, whether that's football, whether that's collecting stamps, I don't know. But there's always that small percentage that will make that whole community look like a bunch of freaks. So if there is something that he likes... You could say, well, if it is anime, for example, you like, well, you know, you like watching anime. Does it mean you're obsessed with, you know, running around like an anime character or do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think like find a good middle ground or another way that you can do it if you want it to be a bit more low key. Is maybe just compare music that you grew up liking. Because if you said that you've liked K-pop for over 10 years now, like, I guess, depending on your age, you may have grown up sort of listening to it.
Yeah.
So you can have, like, a little throwback sesh of, like, oh, what did you listen to when you were growing up? Or I listened to X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Good luck.
But, yeah, don't hide it from him any longer because that just... makes you seem suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
And also, guys, if you have any tips for this lovely lady, then use the hashtag #HowYouActYou or hit us up on social media. We can like retweet it or repost it or whatever. Be interesting to hear what you guys think as well.
Yes. So that was the end of Say What. Remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests to howyouact@gmail.com or drop us a DM on socials or use the hashtag, like Shanice just said. And now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know what we've been watching, listening to, looking forward to. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I don't know why I said that.
What's wrong?
I feel like the whole of last week was very consumed with this whole J-Park saga.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not on my rate. I want it off. I've had enough. Good, get out. Goodbye. Okay, I guess I'm really enjoying Bam. Like, they've got seven releases. Like, yes. Solo releases. Like, yes. Bam Bam's Ribbon Song was really good. And I'm going to keep it 100. I'll keep it real. I was very worried about, like, what his sound would be. Because when he did, like, a few solo things with JYP, it weren't bad, but it just wasn't for me. But, yeah, the whole Ribbon things is very cute. And it's very his vibe. And he seems to be having a great time. And obviously, Yugyeom released, like, his second song featuring Gray. I think it's called All Your Fault or something, which is pretty good. And I love, like, their interactions on music shows and stuff, which was really cute. So, yeah, they've got seven babies. Like, yay. They're doing things. Yay.
They're doing things. They're employed. Yay.
No, but it's really good because, you know, like, sometimes, especially how quick the turnaround's been, if you really think about it. Like,
exactly.
They'll leave a company. They will be signed, like, quite quickly, which is fine. But then it's like, okay, so when are you going to do something? When's the music coming out? When is this person going to start acting or whatever?
Exactly.
And it's happened quite quickly, which is literally, really, a really great business move. We love it here. Thank you.
We love to see it. On my radar, I think Bam Bam's song as well, I was like really pleasantly surprised by it. And I was like, oh, I really like this. It's really cute. And then I haven't watched it yet, but there's that new K-drama sitcom situation with Hanmin.
And Youngjae from GOT7. The GOT7 baby.
Look at them. So I might start watching that. It looks really funny. Apparently there's like a scene where I don't know what Hyunmin's talking about, but like he's just talking and then he starts rapping.
Is it a musical?
I don't know what's going on, but yeah, I've seen a few clips. It looks funny, so I might check it out.
Yay. Also, another thing on my radar that's coming up is G-Idle's Soyeon is meant to be having her first solo album. Oh. Even though technically I swear she had a solo song before G-Idle, if I remember correctly, but whatever. But yeah, that should be interesting to see what she does.
Cool. Yeah. I think, actually, extra radar bits, look at us. There's some show that's coming out or something. I think it's going to be on TVN, but don't quote me. And Jessie's meant to be on it, and Kai and some other people. And Jessie and Kai are just not a mix I couldn't have come up with that. So that's, I'm looking forward to that.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So yeah, folks, that is it. Boop, 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 boop. Don't copyright me, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, requests, dilemmas, or ideas to howyouact@gmail.com, or you can drop us a DM on socials.
Yes, and whatever platform you are listening to us on, make sure you rate and leave comments and all that. It really helps us out. Chicas and chicos and chicex. But yeah. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok @K-Pop_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram @TheK-Way_100 and then find everything else from there.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.